Okay, let's get back to our seats para we can, can begin. Hopefully this is helpful for all of you. Just to, later on we'll take a stab at, I wish Jesus didn't say that, week two. Okay, how many of you remember this series? Lettuce? Diba? Yung iba, healthy to, lettuce. Okay, it's let us. Natawa ko kasi when, syempre pag tayo nagbabasa dati, alam natin, no? Pag iba pala nagbabasa, pastor, ano to, lettuce? Let us ho pala yan. Okay, so, kala natin, galing-galing na natin sa creative. So, these are one of those things na nagkamali tayo. Kasi mukha naman talagang lettuce for, tayo lang nakakaintindi. Although iba naman yung kulay ng font, but, siyempre, isip, ano ba to Latin word, lettuce? Is it a Greek word for, di ba, for harmony and being together? Lettuce. Yung pala, let us. Okay, being together. All right. Anyway. So when this was, when I was preaching, I would always go through the 4 weeks and kung ano yung nasa, lumalaki lang siya. So, very simple things. And then, this is what I did. Naalala mo minsan, pagka every week ka nagpe-preach, tapos pare-pareho lang yung, pag nag-emphasize ka, either underline, or parang yung sinicircle mo. So minsan, pagka meron kang mga ganito, pwede mo siyang pag-isipan. Like one time, when I was doing this long time ago, I used the crosshair to help, kumbaga, emphasize on a word. Kasi nga, So ang gumagalaw yung buong text, hindi yung crosshair. Okay, so therefore, kasi we'll talk about, I spoke about, since we have the confidence to enter the blood of Jesus. So every time I would emphasize on a word, it's in the crosshair. So actually, yung ano na yan, it was a bit different, not to, pero ito lang yan. Ang unang banat mo, marinig mo gaganan. Pero after a while, alam lang nila kung ano emphasize mo. Yun yung nasa crosshair. Because pag nasa crosshair, yun yung importante, di ba? Yun yung target mo, yun yung focus mo. So, because of the theme, madali lang siyang gawin. So, every time I would draw near. So, all of those things are, I would do that. So, example lang naman yan. So, let us, kasi puro let us yan eh. So, inano ko lang, consider. To spur one. Pag may verse, ayan, I'll talk about the spur and what it's all about. So, that was helpful. So, that helped break monotony. Kasi nga, ang challenge sa atin every week is, may encircle siya. Alam mo yan? Meron siyang i-smudge na yellow doon. So, kahit na yung mas malaki na font, may mas malaki na font. So, pag ginawa mo to, it just, and again, this is a challenge that doesn't happen to you when you're a guest preacher. You don't, that's not a problem for you. Pero pag preacher ka every week, it's always good to, once in a while, make it different. Yung parang just to change the feel. And again, that's a challenge we face. Alright? So that's why, once in a while, I would always ask, so that thing you do, I talked about what devoted means. Yan, so may mga ganon. So one way to emphasize is to get the word, animate. Kaya pag nakita mo yung, i-animate mo yung word kasi you want to stress. And again, kaya mo siya nagagawa kasi alam mo yung keyword mo. That thing you do is a series on spiritual disciplines. And so we wanted to tell them that one of our special is to devote ourselves to something, to dedicate ourselves. So, ano ibig sabihin ng devote? The Greek word is, ibig sabihin, even with difficulty, you would continue. Yan pala ibig sabihin, even with opposition, and even when failure happens. Now, the reason I did that, because how many of you, pag spiritual disciplines, you feel sometimes it's difficult to be consistent? Do you know that the word devoted has in its original word means difficulty? Ibig sabihin, to devote oneself means even in the midst of difficulty. Also, a part of its original word and its derivative means opposition. Sino sa inyo, nag-quiet time nga, may nag-oppose pa. May nang-heckle pa sa inyo. Ikaw na nga yun. And ito pa. But the last thing it also means is this, failure. Now, how many of us, when we fail at something, we give up? This series tells us that no matter how many times we fail, we continue to devote. So, the meaning of the word itself, and kasi, ano yung objective ng series? Gusto mong mag spiritual disciplines yung mga tao. This year, our spiritual disciplines, ang title natin, cross-training. Kasi the training on the cross. It's a play on word. Pero uso ang cross-training tsaka cross-fit ngayon, di ba? Pero so we'll do it as cross-training, di ba? When you surrender to the cross. Ito yung, ano. So it's a play on words. No? So that's the beauty of our movement today. Magkakasama tayo, may mga tumutulong sa atin in our creativity. So we don't have to do it alone. It's a team effort. So yun yung exciting. No? So that's one of the things I did. And then, what do you devote yourselves to? Apostles' teaching, fellowship, and prayer. Actually, tatlo lang. Yung breaking of bread kasi is really back then part of fellowship. You break bread with people you know. Alright? So, back then, read, share. So, pag every week to lumalabas to ha, sa akin. Every week, pinapakita ko yan. Kasi every week, nire-remind mo everyone. Tapos, yung mga bago, nare-review sila. Kaya nung last week, so yung square na yan, nagpapalit yan every week. Tapos ganito, meron silang fellowship and breaking of bread, tsaka breaking bread and prayer. Actually, in-exegit ko yan that way. So ayoko na explain kung paano kasi matagal na tong series. Nung dating ginawa ko tong ano, one of the fresh series yan, kaya it's relevant nung kinikwento ko. Pero I'm just saying that there are lahat yan, in terms of thematic, yung read, share, and pray, andun yan sa mga binigay na mga ano, creative mga collaterals. Ngayon, ito yung ginagawa ko pala. Kung meron kayong magaling sa ano ninyo, magaling na Photoshopper, someone who's really good in Photoshop, ito yung gawin nyo. Sa Pastor's Resource, may PSD yan. Pag magaling siya na Photoshop person, pwede niyang i-separate yung mga elements. Kaya napansin mo yung call out, magtataka kayo. Paano sineparate ni Pastor yung call out doon sa I wish Jesus didn't say that? Pinagawa ko yan sa creatives namin. Paki-separate to. Kaya every start of a series, ang worship services ko, one of their job is to get the collateral as early as they can and gagawin na isa-separate nila yung mga different elements. Kaya makikita mo doon sa slides ko, yung element lumilipad kung kahit saan-saan. Pero, pag pinanood mo lang yung slide ko, magtataka ka. Paano niya na-separate yung cross sa ganyan? Eh, nung binigay sa amin, kung kayo yung nag-download, magkakadikit lahat. Hindi mo na siya matanggal. Okay, kailangan mo lang ng ganyan. Kasi, oo, it helps. So, they give us materials. Pero it's up to us to also, what? Enhance it. Thematically, tayo yung mag... So, part of the duties of my worship services, sinasabi ko lang sana, oh, I know they will give us this and this. This is my requirement. This. So, sila ngayon, yung creative person na sa Malate, ang ginagawa nila, kukunin nila lahat yan. Tapos mapapansin mo, isa-separate nila yan. Kasi yan, hindi yan separated eh. Nakadikit yan sa isang poster. Pero pinaseparate ko. And pag tingnan mo yung mga latest slides ko, yung simple, lumilipad yung iba-ibang elements niya. Nasa iba-ibang place. Napapalaki ko, napapalit yung cross, yung church na maliit. Pero nung natanggap nyo yun, nakadikit yun. Hindi nyo magalaw yun, hindi nyo mamove yun. So, those are things that would help you. Tapos ganito, since wala kang ina-add na bagong graphics, anong ginagawa mo? Nag-i-stick sa tao. Lahat ng yung creative handle, lahat nag-stick sa kanila. So, that's what I mean when I say you make your presentations, make it in such a way that it's thematic, it's interesting, and eto, kaya siya ganun. Actually, it's kaya may indention yan. meron yan derivative sa pag in-exegete mo yung Acts 2:42. So, hindi ko napupuntahan yun, ano? Pero, everything has to do with the word. Again, ha, yung creativity natin, hindi niya itatrump yung word. Actually, ini-enhance niya. So, mapapansin mo, may mga animations ako, pagtingin mo na hindi mo maintindihan, pero pag pinakinggan mo yung preaching, ah, yun palang ibig niya sabihin dun sa word. Pero pag tingin mo lang mismo yung slides, hindi magme-make sense sa'yo. Parang, ay, ba't yan ang ginawa niya? Yun yung unang tatanungin nyo. Pero pag pinakinggan nyo siya kasama ng audio, makikita nyo, ah, kaya pala sa devoted may tatlong ganun na word. Kasi part siya ng Greek or original, ano niya. So pag in-study mo yung Greek word niya, ah, part tong tatlong to. Tapos, kaya ako siya ginamit kasi relevant siya. Difficult, di ba? Difficult siya, opposition, failure. Which is, kung kahit tanungin ko sa ating lahat dito, lahat tayo, dinaanan yun sa spiritual disciplines natin. Kaya nga hindi natin ako consistent. Hindi natin araw-araw eh. Lalo na nung maaga pa tayong Kristiyano, yung early on in our Christian life, di ba? So, diba? Hindi tayo ganun. Well, iba sa atin consistent talaga, once a year. Pwede naman eh, pag once a year, consistent ka pa rin. Pero ang gusto natin, daily devotion. Kasi may mga tao, puloso, pastor, consistent naman ako sa aking, ano, once a year. Tama naman, regular, once a year. Kaya ayaw natin sabihin, we must have a regular, consistent, hindi enough yun. Kasi pag may pilosopo dyan, pwede palang regular tsaka consistent, once a year. Kaya dapat pag sinasama mong devotion, next time as we will preach on ano eh, disciplines, please clarify consistent and regular. Kasi we may say that, but it constitutes many things. Pero pag sinama mong daily, walang takas. Okay? So just a tip on our upcoming series. Keep that in mind as you preach that and throw that. Ano yung pag binato mo? Throw that, no? Yun ang English. Pangit, di ba? How many of you still remember this? And ito yung problema sa preaching na to. It was such a long preaching. It was based on a long series of texts. Ewan ko kung naalala nyo pa to. Nung ginawa natin to, one of our challenges when we were prepared, I mean ako, personally, man, it is consist of a long text as magde-derive ka doon. So, one of the things I did was I always put Nehemiah there. Sabi ko, the book of Nehemiah, it talks about, and this is about nationalism, but how to, with our nation. Pero, nilagay ko yung faded na ano, pero tas naka-overlay sa Nehemiah. Meaning, when I'm reviewing it, I'm telling them that this is about nationalism based on the book of Nehemiah. So, see, those elements in making a presentation helps people track with you. Diba? So, I'm just telling you that, actually, ito, marami pa akong mga ganito, pero syempre, hindi natin tingnan. Pero I'm giving you kaya ko to kinakalat ngayon sa inyo, para pag uwi nyo, marami lang kayong bala. Tapos kayo na bahala kung kailan nyo siya gagamitin. Alright? Kung tingin nyo which series would best fit this or that. Pero making a presentation, keeping it simple, interesting, all of that, ano yan, it took time for me. I really sat down to make a presentation. I studied it and I would look at different websites to help me make also, help my creativity. Kasi nga, for me, it amplifies yung clarity ko. Okay? So that helped out very much. Even my staff liked it. Sabi nila, ganda naman yan, Pastor. Okay yan. Parang stick sa kanila, pati sa kanila. No? Tapos, lahat ng letters ko, pansinin mo, nagja-jump out from the text. The title, Broken Heart Over Broken Walls. Ibig sabihin, there may be broken things in your city. But much more important than identifying what's broken in the city is this. Do you have a broken heart over those things? That's broken heart over broken walls. So when you're preaching, you're telling them. It's not just the broken things. I say, what are Filipinos good at? To point out what's broken. MMDA. In this series, what we're hoping is this. In as much as it is important for us to identify what's broken in our nation, do we have a broken heart over these things? Because in Nehemiah's time, he saw the broken wall, but he went beyond the broken wall to have a broken heart. And that led him to become an agent of change. And hopefully all of us here, in our own small way, will be used by God to have a broken heart over things that are broken around us. How many of us want to be used by God? So yun yung, that's a simple thing. It's a simple one idea, but you were clear about what you want to say. Again, tanda mo, lagi kong binabalik ha, kasi hindi to mangyayari, making presentation na to eh. Pero pag hindi kayo, yung clarity nyo, patay, wala kayong key phrase, wala kayong key thought, ay huwag na natin i-expect to. So importante yung first point ko. Actually, everything hinges on that. All of the creativity comes out and flows from clarity. Clarity based on the outcome, based objective, based on the text. Kanina nagtatanong si Lloyd sa, paano ba yung, itong week meron akong thought, pero next week wala. Sabi ko, actually, it's possible every week to have a compelling thought. And ito yung secret ko, sabihin ko sa inyo, parang hindi na secret. Tuesday pa lang, binabasa ko na yung text. Ito ah, basa ka lang ng text. Grabe, pastor, yung basic. Oo, yun na yung secret. Wala nang iba. Tapos, meron kasi tayong audio Bible. Pag nasa kotse ako, tank, yun pa rin yung umuulit-ulit sa, hanggang hypnotized na ako. Text natin. Ganun yung... Tapos, ito yung matindi. Kasi minsan, gusto natin ng insight pag upo natin ng Saturday night. Sorry na lang, medyo mahirap ata yun. Pero imagine mo to. Simula Tuesday or even before, kasi yung sermon mapping, binabasa na namin yan. Upo tayo, basahin. Kasi pag hindi mo sinabi, upo, basahin natin. Hindi natin binabasa. Pero pag sinabi, upo tayo, basahin natin. Hindi binabasa natin. So tumatakbo na sa utak natin. Guess what? Pag upo mo ng Sabado, nung pinisil ka, lumabas yung word. Kasi marinated ka na eh. So yun lang yung... Kasi wala namang formula to eh. Minsan lang, parang siyempre, I guess, again, not to, all of us are busy, all of us do things. Pero ito, do you know, walking, driving, paulit-ulitin mo lang yung text. Give you an example. This Sunday, we'll be preaching, sell your possession. Now, ito yung issue dyan. When you talk about selling possessions, okay, malaking issue yan sa mga tao. Lahat ng possession ko, isi-sell ko. Pero ito yung the good news for all of us is this. The preaching is not about selling your possession. Because, how do I know that? Well, si Jesus, when he met Zacchaeus, did he ask Zacchaeus to sell all his possession? No. When he met the Samaritan woman at the well, did he ask her to sell possession? No, because he had none. Pero ito yung mapapansin mo. Jesus would always ask of you something that's dear to you. That's dear to you more than Him. Kasi kung it's about possession, di sana lahat ng encounter niya puro possession. Eh hindi eh. So we cannot read that saying on the basis of just that. Pero it was outrageous for that person. It was, I wish he didn't say that. And you know, ang take out ng preaching na to is this. Every single one of us has a different thing God is saying, give that to me. And you're saying, I wish you didn't say that. But it's different for you. It's not possession for you. It's a relationship. For you, it's ganyan. But you know what you're saying today after hearing this? You're saying to God, Jesus, I wish you didn't say that. Because you know what is it in your heart God is taking away. Kasi yung rich young ruler, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? See, the question is flawed. It was about something you do. Eternal life is not something earned. It's something received. Unang-una pa lang, mali na. So, grace yan. Ang dami na. May thoughts ka na about grace. O, kayo na bahala. Basta, bibigyan ko kayo ng mga bits and pieces. Ito pang matindi dito sa, sa taong to, sa rich young ruler. Ten Commandments, sabi niya. Sabi ni Jesus. Una, sabi niya, why do you call me good? Ibig sabihin, ina-acknowledge mo ba ako si God? Ayan. So may mga ganong subtle yan. Kasi only one is good, God. So ibig sabihin, now, Jesus did not, nung question niya yung tao, hindi niya dinideny yung deity niya. Ang sinasabi lang niya, are you acknowledging my deity? So that's different. Okay? Ito yung matindi. Nung sinabi ni Jesus, parang kala mo moralistic si Jesus, di ba? Sabi niya, do this, do that. Ten commandments, binanatan niya. Alam mo sabi ng bata? Yung rich young, all of this I have done. So sabi niya, but this, sell all your possession. You know what he was doing? What he was saying was this. All the commandments seems like you have. You say you fulfill all the commandments. Actually, hindi. Because you shall have no other gods before me. You failed at the first commandment. So kasi tayo, ano tayo? Pag may commandment tayong okay tayo, yung commandment na yan. Pero alam mo, the biggest failure we have is the commandment of what is above God. See, the preaching later on will turn into ministry sa tao natin is this. What is it in your life today that is above God? It's really an idolatry issue. Kasi yung tao na yon, yun yung issue niya. Kaya nga si, tinan mo, kahit si God, Old Testament pa lang, si Abraham ang yaman eh. Pero never niya inas yung possessions ni Abraham. Alam mo sinabi niya? Give me your son. God has been consistent from the Old Testament to the New Testament of always taking from you what is above Him. And He says this, do not let all of those things rule you. Have me rule you so I can give you those things. Kasi ito yung gusto natin, tayo yung mag-acquire, tayo yung kukuha, tayo yung mag-accomplish. Sabi ni Jesus, no, unahin mo ko and see if I'm not the one who fulfills this for you and gives this to you. That was the story of the rich young ruler. So, diniscuss ko na yan sa Malasa. Bro, let's not make this about possessions. Yun yung sinabi sa kanya. And you know what the... Siyempre, I wish you didn't say that. Pero siyempre, lahat tayo isipin yun. Parang, lahat ba tayo sa cell natin? Kasi kahit kayo, alam nyo. Kahit kayo, alam nyo. Hindi naman yun siguro sasabihin sa lahat ng tao. I wish... Di kayo, sell nyo rin possession nyo. Hindi yun yung point. Kasi if you look at the whole counsel of God's Word, see, we cannot interpret a scripture on the base of that one. Eh. You have to look at the totality of how Jesus dealt with people and from that, get what He was driving at. Yes, at that time, the rich young ruler said, I wish he did not say that. But at the end of this preaching, and you know, as you go today, what is it that you're saying to God you wish He didn't say to you? What is that something or someone that's greater than God in your life? Kaya sabi nung ano, and he went out full of grief. In the original Greek, it says, and his face fell. Or in the other rendition, his face, nahulog yung mukha. Tingnan mo katabi mo. Nahulog ba mukha? Yun. See, that's the knowing, understand. So ngayon, did I just give you? A bit of hermeneutics. Ito yung question. How would you make that clear? What is one thing you want to clarify? Without betraying the objective of I wish he didn't say that. So nakita mo, inuulit-ulit ka, I wish he didn't say that. Oo, kasi hindi mo bibetray yun. Dapat pa ulit. Kasi treasuring Christ and His words above everything, no matter how difficult and challenging it may be. See, all of those objectives aligned everything with Scripture, not betraying anything with that one word. So, with that one passage of Scripture. So, hopefully, our people are going to go out saying, Lord, You're number one. Lord, You're. So, yun yung hoping natin. And it's not about, again, kung nandun tayo sa selling possession na corner, we have missed the whole point. But that was what was said. And in fact, in other places, yung love your enemies, yun yung pinound mo eh. Pero dito, it's more than that. Especially when it's giving up something. So hopefully, see, that helps in insight. From I wish you didn't say that systematically clear ministry. So hopefully that helps you this Sunday and at least gives you a perspective of I wish. And so why did I know that now? Kasi a week ago, I sat down with my pastors. And I said, what does I wish, Jesus didn't say that, look like? So nung ginawa namin yun, imagine mo yun, no? Alam ko na prepare tayo sa love your enemies. Pero nasa back ng mind mo na yung iba. And then you're preaching from that. Hindi yung parang nag-preach ka ng love your enemies, you know, parang ibang-iba silang lahat. Hindi. Every single week, you're almost always saying, I wish he didn't say that. I wish, you know, I wish kanya. So there must not have that feeling. So again, you have a thread na very clear. They go out of that series with one message pero different applications and hit in their lives. Wala sila, kahit sila umilag, meron. Jesus is Lord. Sorry na lang. Ayan. So hopefully, that would be what will happen to our people this coming, not just this coming Sunday, ah, this coming series. And hopefully for the rest of their walk with God. Okay, man. So hopefully that's helpful for you on Sunday. Seed thoughts. And you know, you can build so much on that. Don't forget your life example. What happened to you? What is it that God has somehow spoken to you? And you said yourself, I wish he didn't say that. Meron kayo eh. You have a story. May iba pag kayo nagkwento. Diba? So hopefully, again, so clarity of thought, preparing, thinking, praying, and asking God. All of it's there. So, again, and then, making the presentation, madali na lang yan pag alam nyo na. Diba? Alright. So hopefully that's helpful to you. So again, all of those things, clear thoughts always lead to very clear words. Kaya ngayon, don't you notice na whenever, because the thought is so clear, pag sinasabi ko sa inyo, compelling din for sino sa inyo, di ba, this is a presentation class. But how many of you, I made you think about if your heart is really broken for what's broken in this city. See, I made you think that while I'm in a presentation class. Kasi that's how compelling God's word is. Nandiyan naman yung word eh. Question is, are we able to deliver it in such a way people feel it where they're at? Kasi applicable yan eh. Timeless siya eh. So anyway, hopefully that was helpful for you, no? And creatives na lang to, that words are coming out from here. Tapos ito yung, kasi review to eh. So every point, gumaganon siya. Repentance, remembrance, and response, di ba? So nung broken heart over broken wall, let's repent if we don't have a broken heart, di ba? Remember what God promised us, and then let's respond according to God's. So every week, I would do that. You know why? Because I'm not preaching a standalone preaching. See, that's our biggest mistake always. In preaching a sermon that is a series, we should always look at the whole and preach the part based on the whole, not just the part itself. Pati yung tao nyo, parang, oh nga pala, kuha nila yung buong series. So, I keep repeating that kasi nga, hopefully I can develop the whole. I want to develop the practices eh, that would help you and your team prepare sana. And I would like to, maybe in the future, before the king, that was my points. Anyway, let's go through. Hindi ko na siya yan, kasi haba pa tayo about that. But that's one of the creative ways I did it. Every scripture, every main point from that, and then my points coming down. Rise and build tayo nun, time na yun, kaya wala pa siyang points. And so, eto naman yung mga normal things. Sino sa inyo ginagawa niyo underline? It's always good to go back. Okay lang if you go back to that. But again, I've shown you some other things na mapapaganon sila. Oh, okay ito ah. Kakaiba. Pero this is the classic. Sino ba sa inyo ginagamit yung classic lagi? Underline or yung line na pinataba tapos ginawang transparent. Highlight ang tawag doon. Di ba? Kasi sa keynote, pwede mong pa-thick yung line. Transparent, opacity, 50% or 25%. Tapos, wipe yung animate. Pag winipe mo yung animate, it seems like someone is reading and highlighting that part of the verse. That is a very good way to animate kasi many of our people study that way. So that's just a tip. Again, it's a line. What do you do? Thick. Gawin mong 20 points. Okay? Opacity, 25%. Wipe, animate. Para sila nag-highlight ng Bible nila. And again, who was I talking to? Si Deata Nilo, John Romer. I always get my points from the Word of God. Mapansin mo, di ba? Sabi ko nga, pointless. Pero nakita mo, lagi ko hina-highlight yung Word ni God because this is ang hinahope ko lagi. I always try, kaya nga, yung mga yan, laging, mapansin mo kahit sa slides ko, Word lang ni God. Tapos hindi yung parang may cleverly crafted one-liner. Bihirang-bihira ko ginagawa yan. Kasi, ito yung hinahope ko. We're hoping to anchor the people to God's Word. So that 2 years after, when they read it, they're so anchored in it, they'll remember it. So for instance, sino sa inyo na maaalala niyo yung only if, even if? Maaalala niyo yun, di ba? Eh, 2 years na. Eh, binasa niyo yung Daniel. Okay. Tanong ko sa inyo, kahit kayo ngayon, ha, pag binasa niyo yung Daniel 1 year from now, maaalala niyo ba yung even if tsaka only if? But compelling kasi siya eh. Ako, naaalala ko siya eh. Sorry, ako nag-preach. Pero ibig sabihin, it's something that's anchored in God's Word. Eh, Bible, dala-dala nila eh. Yung cleverly crafted mo na words, mawawala yun. Ang bilis. Malilimutan nila. So, magbakakabasa nila ng mga quotable quotes, mapapatungan yung quote mo. Pero yung Word ni God, walang tatalo. So, if you can craft and you can extract from God's Word and make a flow that is cohesive, I would advise to do that. Why? Because you're not just teaching them the Word of God, you're teaching them to study the Word of God. See, our preaching must not just give a message. Another thing it's teaching them is this is how you read God's Word. Parang ia-anchor mo siya sa Word ni God. Sana yun doon natin siya ina-anchor. Okay lang naman yung words natin. I hope once in a while we get a cleverly crafted. But how many times can we have a cleverly crafted? Every week? No. But the Word of God, every single week, powerful. One phrase, two phrases. Last week when I was preaching, love your enemies. Tapos, alam niyo yung word na so that you will be like your father, you will be children of, okay? That word so that, yan lang ang in-underline ko, hindi ko in-underline yun. Bakit yun ang importante? Kasi the word so that also means synonymously to in order that. Meaning, the reason Jesus wants you to love your enemies is because He wants to put order in your life. Every time you have a bitterness, every time you have issues with others, how many of you have had disorder in your life because you were angry with someone? Because you did not choose to forgive and to love them. Kaya sinabi niya, so that is actually a transition in order to put you in order. Yan. Kaya love your enemies in so that. So yun lang yung, tapos ito yung sinabi ko, when Jesus tells us something, He doesn't want something from you. He wants something for you. Kaya even His most compelling sayings that seemingly take something from us, let us not be deceived by this. Jesus does not need anything from us. But you know, because He loves us so much, He wants something for us. So in the next 4 weeks, whenever you encounter something that He says that seemingly is taking away something from you, remember this. Ultimately, it's for you. Kaya nung sinabi ka sa introduction, kaya nung ano ko, nung pagdating nung ano, end ko ng love your enemies, ginamit ko example si Corrie Ten Boom, di ba yung nag-forgive sila. So sabi ko, see ultimately, it's for you. Ay, sino yung gumamit ng video? Ni Jeff Iliscupides. Okay, maganda siya, di ba? Ingatan lang natin, because the video, the girl said, it's for me. Now, kailangan i-temper mo yon because we don't do anything just simply for us. Pero sabi mo, pero ito yung sinabi ko, and I don't want us to think we're just selflessly wanting freedom for us, so that's why we'll forgive. It's not centered on us. It's centered on what He said because, hey, the thing about what she said is this. It's really, Jesus wants really something for you. But it must come from Him to you, not just you wanting it for you. So it's a very, the video is compelling. Iiyak ka. Pero there are certain moments there. Ito pa, sabi nung lalaki, I'm still trying to forgive myself. So naka-minister daw sa iba. Sabi ko, you nowhere in the Bible are we told to forgive ourselves. We have no weak. We are to go to God to ask for forgiveness because we offended Him. We do not introspectively look at, that's human psychology. To forgive yourself is human psychology. Please be careful. These videos are nice. Pero you have to look and filter those videos theologically. Who is God? Is God in the center of that video? Kasi yung video niya, powerful, umiyak yung mga tao. But I have to make some caution. And so, you know, praise God for Victory Preaching Pastors FB. Praise God for, are you glad we have that? Of course. Thankful ako sa mga nagpo-post dyan. Pero folks, not everything that's posted there are theologically sound. And so you have to look at that. And of course, we praise God for what He has done through that lady. That lady was able to forgive someone who killed her child. Diba? Gandang example yun. It will inspire your people na sabi, ako hindi ko siya ma-forgive dahil tinapakan niya pa ako, namatay yung kuko ko. Ito namatay yung anak. Ako patay na kuko lang. Hindi pa ako maka-forgive. Diba? Powerful. Pero, slight things that need to. But again, I don't want us to think that we're just asking for forgive or forgiving because me. No. Because we treasure Christ above all. Balik mo sa objective. Maganda ba video? Maganda. Pero don't let it lose its, don't let the Word of God lose its impact. Because a video diluted it by some portions. Tandaan niyo, the video diluted some things in God's Word. Forgiving yourself, marami doon na minister, oh, I have to forgive myself pala, I have to learn to forgive myself. That's human psychology. Maghanap ka ng verse sa Bible na nagsabi to forgive yourself. Pakita. None. Never was it even. So, I told Pastor Israel, kasi siya yung isang preaching pastor, bro, nice video. Kasi papakita niya eh. Bro, nice video, two things. That, second, forgiving yourself. Hindi tayo si Sigmund Freud. Ingat tayo. Okay, si Jesus ang bida rito. Who do you ask forgiveness from? From God. And then you believe by faith that He has forgiven you. Not being able to forgive or having that is a lack of faith in a benevolent God. A God who said, I will forgive you when you confess your sins. It's an issue between you and God, not with yourself. Sino ka ba para, I forgive myself. Yes, you know. Yeah. Wala eh. Paano magagawin? Sige nga, paano na? Hindi talaga eh. So, and nakaka-minister yan, pero psychology siya. And when they go to a psychologist, that's what they get, but not from God's Word. Okay? And it's up to us to be vanguards of slightly, we are the vanguards of God's Word eh. We stand guard and say, okay, that's good, but let's be careful about it. Okay ba yan? So as preaching pastors, I know we have so many presentations, ang ganda ng video, halos pati ka umiyak eh. Sinipon ka pa, di ba? Pero careful lang tayo. Let's review it properly. And it must be seen through the filter and the lens of God's Word. Okay? And small nuances. And that's why whenever there's a video posted in the Victory Preaching Pastors or ano, I go to my pastor and say, folks, ganda nito. One thing, two things, three things. Make sure, ganito, ganito. Oh, by the way, this is the objective. Anchor it properly. Get our people back on track. Okay ba yan? So hopefully that's something that is, especially many of you, you're senior pastors eh. You are the ones who direct your preaching pastors to go a certain way. Okay? And ikaw yung pinaka-overseer ng mga direction ng that God has, ano, as flock. So all of us, okay, let's believe God na He will make us parang aware and discerning. Kailangan natin ng discerning heart. Okay? So, yun lang yung naging ano ko sa video na yun. So, anyway, I just wanted to say that to you in case you want to use it. Slight things that you just have to remember. Okay? Pero again, and I'm not asking you not to use it. It's a powerful video. I loved it myself. Okay? Alright. So, This is also a valid way to make emphasis, a square. Kasi minsan, ang laki ng phrase, in-underline mo lahat. Lagyan mo lang, i-pop mo lang yung square. Para basahin nila yung buong phrase. Kung you feel like that whole thing is important. Okay? Alright, so anyway, ito yung puro underline lang ata ito. Yan. I did that. I spoke about that. Hindi ko na ano to, agitators. Dati, mas maganda yung sinasabi ko sa inyo. I wish Jesus didn't say that. Kaya ko to ginawa ng maraming points dati kasi ito yung relevant dati. So, lahat sila, gagawin namin next week yan. Yung parang hinahabol nila. Kasi how many of you, the good thing about a series is if you miss something this week, you hear something nice, habulin mo next week. Pwede naman eh. Hindi mawawala si Lord. Nandiyan pa rin siya. Okay? Habulin mo na. If you feel like it's compelling enough and it furthers the truth of God, some of you might say, I would like to do the one-to-one thing next week. Just do it. You know what you're doing to your people? You're making disciples out of them. It's not just a one-time preaching thing. If you get that previous slide of mine and do the one-to-one thing, actually, yun ang bala kong gawin kay na Archie. Sabi ko, gawin ko kaya kay na Archie so mag-preach ako sa Magete, ilalabas ko yung one-to-one. But you can, if you do it, just tell me, I'll make my adjustment. So, anyway, yung mga ganun ginagawa. Kasi I want to help the church. Also, discipleship. So, hoping, pag tapos ko nun, yung mga taga-Dumaguete, sinasabi nila, Pastor Archie, ano ba yung one-to-one na yun? Ano yung chismis yan? May chismis pala about one-to-one, di ba? So, all of those things, no? Sa presentation. Again, that's clarity. Ano ba to? Naalala niyo to? Series, the end. So, it's about eschatology. And, ano siya? The series is a four-part series. First two parts deals with general eschatology. Second part deals with personal eschatology. There's two parts. So, nung time na pinipreach, ewan ko, nadaan na ba to? Basta, every time may, nagdadagdag kasi ako dito eh. Pagka may, kaya sa inyo, hindi ko walang, pasensya na kayo kasi kahapon, dami kong meetings eh. Dapat magpre-prepare ako for this. Nalagay ko dapat yung I wish didn't say, yung I wish yung mga research ko doon, pero hindi ko nalagay, kunento ko na lang. Pero dati, pag may time ako, ginagawa ko to. Kung ano yung relevant, kung sa anong batch ako nag-preach, I make sure na para pag uwi nila, nung preach nila yung DN, alam pa nila, first two parts is general eschatology. Second, that's where we talked about hell. That's personal, heaven and hell. Others are, whether you're a Christian or not, this will happen. Diba? Jesus will return. Whether you are a Christian or not, that's general eschatology. Believers, unbelievers, yan ang ibig sabihin ng general. It happens to everyone, no except. But personal eschatology is this. Based on your decision and your response to somehow God's grace and how God's your encounter with God, somehow, there's a personal eschatology. How will it end for you? Because eschatology is not just a nice, complicated word. It really has something to do with the end. And what happens at the end will affect how you will live today. What you know about the end will affect how you will live today. If you think you will just be annihilated at the end, it doesn't matter how you live today. That's what you call annihilationism. So the end somehow directs you, somehow dictates certain decisions and behaviors you have today. What you believe about the end. So that's how you make eschatology compelling. Hindi pag sinama, eschatology. Na, the end na for them. Natulog eh. The end na. Wala na sila. Hindi nila alam. Ayaw ka na makinig sa'yo. Kasi ang lalim nung sinabi mo eh. Eska what? Diba? Pag sinama, the end. Make some compelling statements out of it. And again, it should be clear to you what eschatology is. If eschatology is not clear to you, it will not be clear to them. All right? So, those are just a few things I did. And, ito pala, one time I did this, pero I'm not recommending it anymore. One time I did this. How did I do this pala? Meron akong ginawa rito na a bit unique. I don't know if I include it here. Oh, yan. I talked about hell is torment. Conscious, kaya nga, hell is conscious eternal torment. Alpha and Omega. Tapos, the way I ended pala the end is this. Di ba sabi niya, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The series is not just a title, it is a person. Ulitin natin, the series is not just a title. So you direct them to who? To Christ. Because knowing Christ will help you in how you view the end. So again, the series is not just eschatology, it's about... Kasi sinabi niya, share si the end eh. Ano yung title natin? The end. O, this is Jesus yun. Hindi ako nagsabi nun ha. Kaya magagalit sa akin. Nasa Revelations yun. Okay, hindi ko inimbento. Ang galing nga ng Bible eh. Buti pa siya, di ba? Nakuha niya yan, di ba? Totoo naman, di ba? Sa Bible lang naman lahat yun, di ba? Hindi naman. Okay. We'll have a break and then we'll go to the last part, delivering. A few tips on delivering. Hopefully this helps you even for your preaching this Sunday, but we still have a last part.